The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, a nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, hi, everyone. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg, and welcome back to our program from No Fault of Your Own. And as you know, it's our goal to give you an insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other party. And among these areas we have explored and we're going to continue to explore are car accidents, trip and slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, dog bites, nursing home neglect, products liability, and many, many other circumstances of negligence and the serious injuries that often occur. Through our journey together, hopefully we can remove some of the mystery, and hopefully we have, and the uncertainty, and help you feel empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. We are live today. We have my great associate, Amanda Spinner, on the show with us. I know you guys all love her. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How was your weekend?
It was great. How was yours?
It's fine. Where were you?
I was up in Massachusetts visiting my family.
Oh, really? And what were you doing up there?
It was my mom's birthday last week on the show, so I went up and hung out with her and my sister. You know, we went through the snowstorm together, which was fun.
Did we shout out to her last week?
We did. We
okay. Did. Right. Well, let's shout out to her again.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Amanda's mom, Elise Spinner.
Yes.
Okay. And we just hope you have many, many good happy birthdays, and we're glad you got a chance to spend time with Amanda. Thank you for sending her back here. We couldn't do life without her down here. We do need her very, very much. We are live today, folks, so if you do have a question, you can call the studio live at 631-451-1039. We would be privileged to answer your questions about personal injury, and guess what they get, Amanda, if they do call the show?
A t-shirt.
And the t-shirts are specifically for what show?
Our show from No Fault of Your Own.
So they are great t-shirts. I'm told that they're supposed to be arriving on Friday.
Excellent.
And so we're looking forward to having them and certainly giving them out to you folks. It's a pretty cool t-shirt. So before we go any further, we are going to be joined today by the great chiropractor, Dr. Todd Goldman. And we're going to be discussing today what we thought is appropriate or apropos, inclement weather, Amanda, and you know, things such as snow and ice, and how this affects personal injury lawsuits, car accidents, slip and falls, how it should affect your behavior, how it should affect what you do if, in fact, you are the subject to or of someone's negligence, particularly relating to the weather. And, you know, we do live in one of the northernmost states in the U.S., and New Yorkers must deal with harsh wintry conditions every year. You know, we all do know that, and alongside that bitter cold, and a couple of days ago, of course, it was really cold and blinding snowstorms sometimes, winter also brings a higher likelihood of driving accidents, correct?
Yes. So nearly 24% of all vehicle crashes nationwide occur on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement, and another 15% happen during snow or sleet storms.
Now, every year, actually, approximately 1,300 people die and nearly 117,000 people are injured in this country with respect to issues revolving winter car accidents alone. And these winter accidents occur most commonly because of a few things. And some of those things, Amanda, why don't you get us started?
Sure. So obviously snow and ice reduces the pavement friction between the tires and the road, so we're much more likely to slide. I actually had this experience on my way back home yesterday. I was driving through Connecticut, and obviously, as we know, on Friday, there was a big snowstorm, and it was colder in Massachusetts than it was here. So on my way down, there was some slipping and sliding. I came to an area where there was about 5 or 6 car accidents, and I saw people sliding all over the road. So I kind of witnessed that firsthand. So just a reminder to everyone to slow down. Don't overcorrect and overturn when you hit an icy patch, because that I saw people cause accidents because of that. So it's definitely apropos right now.
So in addition to snow and ice reducing pavement friction between tires and the road, it also reduces, as Amanda said, maneuverability, or the ability basically of a driver to react to debris that's in the road.
Right.
And so in a normal situation, if something came out in front of you, you might have a certain amount of stopping distance, but that's not the case when it's subject to snow and ice. And so you have to take that into account. And we're going to talk a little bit about responsibility and how that affects personal injury lawsuits. Is it automatic that if a person goes ahead and is driving on an icy road, that they just could throw their hands up and say, well, it was an icy road, I have no responsibility? The answer is no, but we'll go into some details of that and some thoughts on that. In addition, some of the problems and issues that you really are faced with, that sometimes when speeds are slowed, it leads to a greater likelihood of accidents. So if you think about it, you're on the roadway and you have a speed limit, and the speed limit, let's say, is 55 miles per hour. But what's happened is, because there's certain conditions, the speed is actually slowed down further up, whereas where you were coming from, the speed limit maybe was being followed appropriately, and maybe you're driving at 50 miles per hour. But around the bend now, because there's ice in a different area or there's weather conditions that are slightly different, you might have a speed limit that's 25 or 30. So now as you try to slow down, the vehicles behind you who aren't paying attention perhaps may not slow down. And oftentimes we'll see this on the Long Island Expressway. We'll see it on the parkways. And those are things that you have to think about also. Just look at a roadway not as all being totally in the same condition. Right, Amanda?
Exactly. Like I said, when I was coming down, you know, it was fine in some areas, but then other areas, it was very shiny, and you could tell there had to be ice there. So you definitely had to slow and control your own driving.
And so I think it's important not to just be driving and saying, well, I can drive at this speed on this roadway because
that's the speed limit.
Yeah, on that particular day.
Right.
Sometimes it literally can just be from exit to exit, or right. maybe an area where it may be low-lying and now you have some water buildup, or it may be an area where the snow starts to melt off, and where it drains, it doesn't drain properly, or it's draining in a different way.
Right. And, you know, with melting conditions, we also get freezing conditions. So,
and, you know, the other thing that we got to be thinking about is also roadway capacity. While it's typically reduced, you still have the issue that some freeways can become clogged during bad weather conditions with cars. Also, particularly during heavy traffic hours in the morning and evening. You know, those are things, again, that one has to think about and one has to consider, and one has to adjust your driving behavior for that.
Right.
And oftentimes when I have cases, and Amanda said many cases, we notice that the person who caused the accident did not adapt to conditions.
Right.
And they were driving perhaps maybe reasonably earlier in the day, or driving reasonably when they first got on the road, but that had changed.
Right.
And those are questions that we will ask as we go through the process and we analyze as to whether or not you have a viable personal injury case for someone's negligence. And the other issue, of course, with snow and sleet, as Amanda was saying, that it causes issues on the road, but it also reduces visibility significantly also, and it makes it easier more likely for individuals to get into auto accidents. So that being said, the next issue will be is, well, does that mean simply because you do have these issues that you don't have any requirements to adjust your driving behavior, or does someone else have a requirement to adjust their driving behavior? And when they don't, and it causes you to be involved in an accident through no fault of your own, are they responsible? Well, that of course comes down to, do you suffer an injury? And we'll talk about different scenarios. We've talked about it a little bit on the shows before about auto accidents, about trip and falls. And we're going to go into a little bit more detail today and some of the things to be looking for and watching out for. So we want you to be safe and try to reduce the likelihood you'll be in an accident. But if you are, we want to tell you what it is that we look to see if another person is responsible for it. So we will see you on the other side. We're so glad to be here with you today on From No Fault of Your Own. Hi, welcome back to our program. This is Ken Auerbach, personal injury attorney from Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. Have my great associate and I know person that you folks all love, Amanda Spinner, is on the show with us. And we're talking about the issues in personal injury and most important issues that hopefully will allow you to become more empowered and knowledgeable and understand what this is all about. If you are just joining us, we are live today, and if you have any questions, you please call in. We'd love to hear from you. We're at 631-451-1039. You'll get one of our great t-shirts from No Fault of Your Own. They're hot off the press, and they really are pretty cool looking. And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com. or call 631-654-4900. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Our consultations are always free with regard to personal injury cases. And if you do hire us, we will lay out all expenses. And if we're not successful, you don't have to pay us any expenses. You don't have to pay us any fee. You only pay us if we are successful. It's all on a contingency. We will come to your home if you need us to come there. We will go to a medical facility if you need us there. We have night appointments. We're really there to try to help you and try to make it as easy for you as possible. And please listen to our program every Monday from what time, Amanda?
4 to 5 p.m.
As we explore these issues. And we're really privileged here to go ahead and try to give you some information. Now, when we were on the other side, before we got to this side, we were talking about different events and different events that could occur where you could be involved actually in an accident. And does it mean simply because there's bad weather that you do not have responsibility, or does that mean that someone else doesn't have responsibility? And we've learned a lot, Amanda, in these areas that each case is different, right? And so how do we approach it?
Absolutely. So like you said, every case is different. We use it depending on the circumstances, but obviously, people are supposed to drive and operate their vehicles according to what the weather and road conditions are. So I think you kind of alluded to this before, but for example, if a driver is driving 20 to 25 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour speed zone during a blizzard and they get into a weather-related accident, do they bear any responsibility?
And, you know, we've had many cases like that. And most of the time, the answer is usually car accidents don't happen unless someone bears some responsibility.
Right.
And so what we've seen is if someone's driving in a bad storm, sometimes what happens is they're either driving too fast or they're driving too close to other vehicles,
right,
not leaving enough space, or what happens is they're really just not familiar with driving during bad weather, and they do what Amanda said she never do is overcompensate if you start to slide a little bit, and also even in braking.
Right.
You know, when you're braking and the weather is not good, you have to be more cautious on that brake, okay? And you do not want your car to go into a spin. So these are questions really that we do ask. I mean, we also ask questions about, did a person have their headlights on during a storm, and or were they maybe distracted? Were they using a cell phone?
Right.
Okay. And cell phones should never be used except with a hands-free situation. You should have a hands-free device. But it's bad enough when you use it when the weather isn't bad. Use it when the weather is bad, and now you're multiplying the likelihood that something could happen. And so when we have these cases and we have to examine them, we are looking to what the behavior was also of some other driver. And when cases go into litigation, I've had it many times where defendant will take a position and say, well, it was an emergency condition. Okay. Right. I couldn't control it.
Right.
And it's not as simple as that, folks, because the bottom line is a car is a very serious weapon, really, if not used properly. And whether you can control it or not depends upon the circumstances. If you know before you get in that you can't control it, don't get in the car.
Right.
If you also know that you're not comfortable driving in bad weather, don't get in the car. But sometimes what happens is people go ahead and they're not intentionally doing it, but they don't use what we consider to be reasonable actions. And their actions then are what we call negligence. And you've either failed to do something that a reasonable person would have done or didn't do something a reasonable person would have. And so what the expectation is that you're going to take into account circumstances, weather, what and where you're at, what time it is it dark out, is it light out, and really take that into consideration when you're going to drive that vehicle. It's not simply an answer, well, the weather was bad, therefore, if I get in an accident, I'm not responsible. Most right. of the time, that's not the case. Most of the time, you are responsible.
Right. And another couple of other factors that we look at when we evaluate these cases are the speed of the vehicles, whether the driver was aware of the conditions when they left, where the driver was going, if they needed to be somewhere at a certain time. You know, we take all of that into account, especially during the intakes, because we need to get as much information as possible.
Well, that's true. And so we'll look at the information concerning yourself. Sometimes you're a passenger in a vehicle and you may be aware that the driver maybe is running late to something. And I see this all the time. You know, someone's trying to get somebody to a train station.
Right.
And unfortunately, you are in the vehicle and the person just doesn't think as clearly as they maybe should be. They're not paying attention. And they then slide through a light or go through a light. Or don't, again, just take a step back and say, you know what? Whatever I'm going to do here today is not worth having a life-changing event. And people don't do it on purpose most of the time, 99.9%. No one's intentionally trying to hurt someone in a car accident. But this is why we call it negligence.
Right.
And negligence does not mean intentional. It means failing to do something reasonably that you would have or should have done under those circumstances. And we really always want you to go ahead and be safe yourself, and we're hoping other people are. But when they're not, we're there to pick up the pieces, so to speak, and try to help you get back to normalcy, try to get you compensated fairly and justly, fight the insurance companies when they come up with some of these defenses, which oftentimes are frustrating for you. But we're there to fight them. We don't just take them at their word, and we don't just sit back and say, well, the insurance company's saying it, so therefore it must be true. Right, Amanda?
Right. And, you know, along that lines are a lot of our slip and fall cases. You know, we have a lot of fights over whether the property owner bears responsibility when there's weather conditions such as snow and ice. And again, it depends, but it is the property owner's responsibility to keep their property in a reasonably safe condition. But we, you know, fight back and forth over how long has the condition been there.
That's a really good point, because the law says, in general, it says that a person has a reasonable amount of time after the storm ends.
Right.
So after a condition, a snow condition or an ice condition, to clean up, which makes sense, right? That's fair. You can't be out there the entire time putting down salt if the storm is still happening,
right?
Possibly, or shoveling. But you're given a reasonable period of time. The courts in general have said about 2 hours after the event, but again, it depends on the situation. Is it a commercial building? Is it a non-commercial building? Is it a residential? All of those things have to be taken into account. And I can tell you that they're not as clear-cut as anybody would think, and the insurance companies would like to tell you. They come in there and say, well, we didn't have a reasonable period of time and
right.
You know, to clean it up. Well, the problem with that is that that particular property has never been cleaned up. And in fact, there was a storm from 3 weeks before that the ice remained there, remained in the parkland. I've had those. And the storm that was happening now wasn't really what caused it. It was the fact that there was ice that was underneath the ongoing, the storm that just started.
Right.
And so even though it's in the process of the storm, the reality is that the danger was because they didn't do what they should have done a couple of weeks before. So, you know, we don't just take them at their word, and we don't just simply let them generalize what the law is. We look at each and every situation. We look at the facts, and we apply those facts to the law. And if there is something viable, it's that we can get you compensated for being seriously hurt, we are there for you. So please feel free to call us, contact us. We're always there for you. And we really like to have these conversations because people get information sometimes that just isn't accurate. It's just not correct. And you know, the insurance company will call you and they'll tell you something, which they're really not on your side. Okay, irrespective of any commercials, they're not on your side. So we will see you on the other side when we have the great Dr. Todd Goldman on here, and we're going to talk about treatment for serious injuries. Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg at MyInjuryLI.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting me at MyInjuryLI.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting MyInjuryLI.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. I'm here with Amanda Spinner. We're on our program from No Fault of Your Own. We are exploring important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. In a moment, we're going to have the great Dr. Todd Goldman on. He's going to talk about chiropractic care and different types of treatment that you can have to get better. And that's what we always like to hear, that you did get better from some type of serious accident. But there are different modalities and things that you can look to. We also want to mention to you, and Legislative Caracapper, who's been on our show, Amanda from the 4th Legislative District, the great Legislative Caracapper.
Yes.
And he pointed out to me, and he said, really, we should be telling our listeners, there's certain things that you can do during bad weather to prepare. And so if you're going to get into your car, you should always have an emergency kit of some kind in your trunk that includes a blanket, a flashlight, a water bottle, a granola energy bar, or some type of energy bar in case you get stranded in the snow. And we recently saw over the weekend a couple of these situations. One was down in Virginia on I-95, and some of those people were stranded for 24 hours. And you really need to make sure that you really have some of these supplies so that you can be protected. God forbid you get into that situation. And Legislative Caracapper said, please, tell everybody out there in my legislative district and certainly, of course, everywhere, please do this because we want you to be safe. And sometimes we can get to you quickly. Emergency medical can get to you quickly. Sometimes they can't,
right,
for certain reasons. So try to protect yourself and put yourself in that spot. So please do that. And I want to thank you, Legislative Caracapa, really, for that advice. And we know that you are working, making sure that those roads get better, Legislative Caracapa, and we're going to get you back on the show. We're going to talk more about that and what's going on with the state. We do really appreciate that you're spearheading that in a lot of ways to make sure that it's not good enough that the roads are even average. Average is not good enough. We need them to be good and we need them to be safe. We pay plenty of taxes out there, and we're certainly entitled at the very least to have safe roads. So let's get back now to our show, Amanda. We have the great Dr. Todd Goldman on the show. Dr. Goldman, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So it's really great to have you here. Hope you weathered the storm all right last week.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be less than they said it was going to be, but, you know, no big deal. On Long Island, we can prevail.
We could.
One day I'm going to go into that business, though, because
you can always be wrong.
You could be wrong at least half the time.
And you get paid.
So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. My clients don't let me be wrong half the time. I really would have a hard time with that percentage. I guess if you play baseball, right, you could be bad two-thirds of the time, and one-third you get base hits. But that doesn't work when you're doing what we do, and I know what you do, Dr. Goldman. So all kidding aside, it's so great to have you here. Dr. Goldman is from Total Chiropractic Care and Wellness, located at 2799 Route 112 in Medford. That's Suite 5. Is that correct, Dr. Goldman?
That is correct.
So why don't we do this? Tell us a little bit about yourself. On this show, like, we like to get personal, and we like to hear about yourself and hear a little bit about your story. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how what made you become the great chiropractor that you are?
I grew up in Long Island. Grew up in Dix Hills. I went to Life Chiropractic College and graduated in 1995. And it's in Atlanta, Georgia. My father is a retired chiropractor. So when I graduated, I went into practice with him in Hicksville and worked for him for a number of years and decided to go on my own and open an office where I can have other specialties such as neurology, neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery, physical therapy, and that sort of thing. So that's
interesting. So what you're saying, that doctor, is if someone comes to your practice and you think that they may need some other type of modality or some other concentration other than chiropractic, that you do have specialists in those areas that can treat these people?
Correct. I mean, as a chiropractor, there's only so many things that I can do as far as for the spine. So, you know, sometimes people need epidurals, so we have that. We have trigger point injections, or we have the neurosurgeon that will do surgery. If it's not a chiropractic problem, we can figure out what specialist would help you with your particular condition.
Wow, that's great.
That's great. You know what? Because a lot of times we'll find that clients can get overwhelmed when they have to go to many different offices to see someone. And, you know, they're just not up to it. Right, Amanda?
Yeah. I mean, when people aren't feeling well, the last thing they want to do is travel and go to all these different doctor's appointments. So, you know, having all of these specialists in one area at one building is fantastic.
You know, it seems to make almost too much sense, right?
Yeah.
Because you have an injured person, right, doctor? And that injured person really is probably not up to much sometimes, and certainly not up to going to many different offices over a distance. Whereas you've actually made it so that these doctors are actually doing the traveling instead of the injured person. Is that correct?
Exactly. It's just, you know, I hear patients all the time that tell me, that come in, they say, well, I have to go to the orthopedist, and I have to go here, and they don't realize that I have everything in the office. And once they realize that, they stay in this office. It's not, they don't have to go all over the place. You know, you go to one office, you might wait an hour or two, and then you have to go to another office the next day, you might wait an hour or two. And by the time you're done, you're a week has been consumed by waiting in doctor's offices.
Right.
So we try to avoid that by having everything in one office, and we transport patients also. So if they don't have a car, especially if they're in an accident or something like that, or they had surgery and they can't drive, then we provide that transportation as well.
Well, that's really good too. I mean, that's really good because now, especially, Doc, I don't know if you've been hearing this from any of your patients, but the whole car industry is just crazy during this COVID thing, where people are having a hard time getting cars. People are having a hard time getting their cars repaired because they can't get parts.
Yep.
And so now what I've had is I've had people literally, their cars get totaled or they're really in bad shape and they need to get treatment. But the problem is that may be their only car. Okay. And now, like, what do you do? And you're telling us that you actually will make sure that that transportation is provided for them?
Correct. Correct. And at no cost to them.
Well, that's terrific, right? And under most policies, there is a provision that you get up to $25 a day for transportation if you have to go to a medical facility. And that is critical, but a lot of these medical facilities still don't do it. They don't want to coordinate that, Doc. And to me, I really feel like, again, you're not watching out for your patient as a whole. You know, you're not looking at it realistically and saying, is that person going to be able to actually get this care that they need to get better? And it's hard enough for them just to get and go to the appointment. Now they got to be thinking about, well, how do I get the transportation? How do I get this? So that really is a great service. And if you're listening out there, not all the doctors, in fact, a lot of them that I've seen do not provide that service. So if you're really looking for someone that is going to be able to help you with that, really give you great medical care and chiropractic care, Dr. Goldman's office really is great for that. And we're going to really go over some more things, Doc, on the other side when we, you know, talk about what you do, how you do it. What is chiropractic care, just real quickly, in general?
And chiropractic care is, so the spine, there's 24 movable vertebrae, and they're supposed to move freely, and they move by joints. But sometimes what happens is those joints don't move the way they should, and they lock up. When they do that, there are nerves that come out in between the joints. It narrows the opening where the nerves come out, and it could irritate or pinch nerve. And when that happens, that'll cause pain, that can cause a weakness, that can cause maybe a burning sensation, a tingling sensation, or numbness.
Interesting. All right, listen, I don't want to cut you off, but I have to cut you off because we had to get to the commercial. But we're going to bring you back on the other side, and you're going to really give us some more information that we need. We will see you on the other side. Well, welcome back to our program. If you're just joining us, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program, From No Fault of Your Own. We're exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. If you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. And you always get a free consultation with us on every personal injury case. If we do take your case, it does not cost you anything unless we make a recovery. And we'll lay out all expenses for you also. We will come see you at your home in one of our offices. Of course, we will also come to a medical facility if you need us there. We will have night appointments after you get out of work if you have to. And please listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. And we're really fortunate here right on the show, Amanda, because who do we have behind the glass who really runs this whole thing?
Shout out to Mike.
Mike is Sally. Mike, you are the best, Mike. I tell everybody, I never did this in my life, and when I started doing it, Mike really, he really makes everything happen here. You know, he's got to make us get on time, he's got to make us get off on time, but he also makes it easy for us. So we do appreciate him, folks, and we really do think we have a great team here. Dave Levenstein's actually down in Florida visiting his mom. We wish David the best. David, enjoy the weather. Say hi to mom. Give her a hug and a kiss.
Yes.
So we are back on with the great Dr. Todd Goldman. Dr. Goldman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you were talking about what chiropractic care is, doctor. One of the things that we do hear about also, in addition to bones and things, we hear about something called herniated discs, right? And discs. What is the disc?
The disc is basically, it's in between every vertebra. It acts like a shock absorber to the spine. So it's like a jelly donut. So there's jelly in the middle, and sometimes the jelly squeezes out to the left, the right, the front, the back. And when that happens, that's called a disc herniation.
Got it. And so the material that's inside that jelly donut, which the jelly donut is actually the outside, is a cartilage, right? It will crack as a result of certain things. And sometimes that can be as a result of traumas, right?
Yes, correct.
And so why don't you tell us, or tell our listening audience, what types of problems do you treat patients for in your practice? In other words, they come to you and they've been injured somehow and they have a certain type of problem. What kind of problems?
Well, neck pain, whiplash, that sort of thing, low back pain, any tingling in the hands and feet, you know, depending on what it is. Especially if it's really coming from the spine, we obviously specialize in that. So, you know, there's many different conditions that we treat as far as the spine's concerned. And there's many different techniques that we use in the office to treat those conditions.
So what types of traumas, doctor, in particular, do people come to you asking for treatment for?
We do car accidents. We do slip and falls, sports injuries, that sort of thing. A lot of sports injuries, a lot of car accidents.
And so in a car accident, doctor, I know you talked about whiplash, right? So essentially what's happening is oftentimes a person is seatbelted in, and so their body's locked in, but that doesn't prevent the head or the spine from moving, right? In an accident?
Correct. And the neck takes up a huge brunt of that impact.
So there's a what they call an acceleration deceleration injury, right? So the person's moving, the vehicle's accelerating, and now you have an impact, and the body goes by physics towards where the impact is. Typically, then snaps back. And that's one of the mechanisms for causing injury to the spine. Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
So why don't you tell us, how do you make a determination from a chiropractic standpoint if a person has suffered an injury from actually a traumatic event?
We take a history. We go over as far as previous conditions that they might have had. We will do an exam, the full exam. With that range of motion, we'll do orthopedic testing, we'll do neurological testing, we'll do diagnostic testing depending on what the condition is. And so basically we can figure out, pinpoint exactly, did the patient's condition occur with this particular injury?
So, you know, that's really interesting that you say that, because, Amanda, we've had situations, right, where we're fighting an insurance company, and what they did is they sent somebody to, quote-unquote, an independent medical examination, and the person doesn't have all that information and doesn't do that, right? Either they didn't really do a clinical exam, right? We've seen that.
Right. A lot of times our clients come to us and say, well, I was only in the exam room for 15 seconds. They didn't even touch me.
Right. And then, doc, sometimes we'll have situations, too, where the history that they take is really not complete, okay, where the person was there for a short time. They really didn't take the whole thing. Or they do, literally, they're not doing any testing.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things that I always say is you know, you really need all three things, right? And that's what I've been told by any good medical practitioner, that you have to have and any good chiropractor or medical practitioner, you have to have all three of them: history, clinical exam, and diagnostic testing to determine what if and if the person has suffered a traumatic injury and to what extent. Am I correct?
Correct. You know, you sort of want to tell a story, and you'll get to a place where, all right, well, this particular accident caused these things with this particular patient. So whether with my history, with the exam that I do, with the testing that we do, and it'll tell the story as far as what exactly happened with this particular patient, and really, when did this injury happen?
And doctor, we're talking about, you know, the history of a person. Can someone actually still have a traumatic injury if they have had a prior history or prior issues?
Because sometimes we hear, Doc, is, well, they had pre-existing, right, and as if they can't be hurt. Well, what's your thought on that?
Pre-existing, if they have pre-existing, it could be worse. So if someone has arthritis, there's not a lot of room there. So there's not a lot of mobility, which could actually make things worse. It could make it could make a disc injury worse. If there's not a lot of room in this arthritis, especially someone who's loaded with arthritis, there's not a lot of room for that nerve to move.
You're
a lot more likely, if someone has so much arthritis, that they could be injured worse than someone that does not.
You know, that's really, really good information. Because we get it all the time. We hear it. It's repetitive from the insurance companies. And I could repeat it in my dreams.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congenital, degenerative. They had this an issue before. And my response to that, of course, is what you just said, doctor, because medically a person is more susceptible to an injury oftentimes if they do have degeneration. So if the disc, that jelly donut you were talking about, has dried out over time, or is drier, well, it's more susceptible, right, during trauma to be cracked. And, you know, they give you their mantra and they say it. And I know a lot of times people have been scared away. And there are some firms that really don't like to do these cases. They only want the drop dead, bang dead case where there's a severe fracture. Well, that's, you know, that's clear, and we get many of those, and we help people. But we help people too with other injuries that aren't quite as clear, and we'll take the time to prove that. Well, listen, we're coming to the end of the program. Again, we've had the great Dr. Todd Goldman on the show. Doc, we'd love to have you back on, because we had some more things we didn't get over or finish up. If you'd come back on the show with us, we'd love it. And so this is the great Dr. Todd Goldman from Total Chiropractic Care and Wellness. They are at 2799 Route 112, Suite 5 in Medford. Really, if you want to get better, you went in an accident, you hurt your spine, you hurt any part of your body, you heard that he has different disciplines there, please give them a call. They're really terrific. They're on Route 112. It's Dr. Todd Goldman from Total Chiropractic Care and Wellness. And really fortunate to have him on the show. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.